Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jim and Ina's Pizzeria Podcast. Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot. Hellum. Welcome to the Jim and Ina's Pizzeria and Hellum Podcast, guys. I know it's been a while. We are on August 6th, 2020. Coronavirus. Yes, guys, I know it's been a long, long time for the podcast, guys. I know. I'm sorry. I neglected the podcast. I know. I have left it alone, and let me tell you, there's a lot of people who have listened. I appreciate everyone who have listened to my podcast. It's not the greatest. Trust me, I know. But there's a lot of things on there that I really care about. There were some good points in there in the past. But I figured I'd go make a podcast right now to let you guys know what's going on in my little world here in Hellum. Well, we're on what, guys? Week number 22 since this whole coronavirus hit. I'm here in Jim and Nina's Pizzeria in Hellum, guys. We're still here. We're still open. Thank God above. Thank my customers. Thank my town. Thank everyone who has made this possible. And all I do is keep working, guys. Keep working. Keep hanging in there. Keep doing everything I've done the last 16 years here and in the last 25 that I started. What else are you going to do, guys? What else are you going to do? This is something, this is all that you know. Something you wake up every day and you go and to your small business. I don't care what small business you guys have, but you go to your small business. What else can you do, guys? I know a lot of you guys can't afford to close up, or some of you guys can't afford to stay open. It's not easy out there, guys. It's not easy. Running a small business is never easy, guys. Think about that first day you guys open up your small business. Think about that first week, that first month, that first year, that first customer, that first well done you were given, that first birthday party that you made special for someone. That first anniversary that you made special for someone. You were there when someone lost their job and just needed someone to talk to. You were there when somebody lost a family member or a coworker or someone important to them, and you were there to talk to. When your community needs your help, you're there for them. When you need help, your community is there for you. How strong is your community bond? How strong did you make your community bond? It's not too late. It's not too late to reach out to your community. Reach out to customers. Reach out to your town. Reach out to your area. It's not too late. It's not too late to be part of a community. This is the perfect time right now to be part of a community. Perfect time to show that you care. As you guys know, every podcast I've done, I'm working in my restaurant. There's no fancy production, just my iPhone and my earbuds. Yes, my earbuds. Used to be my earphones. That's the only thing I've upgraded. But that's it, guys. It's an iPhone and some headphones. It's all I use. It's all I use. Simple. Start. It's all you guys got to do is start. Start somewhere. Start now. A couple episodes back, I said you can't sit there and wait. You got to do something. Coronavirus, we got to do something. Can't sit there and wait. Got to evolve. 22 weeks, I've evolved. 22 weeks, not the same anymore. 22 weeks, I fight harder. 22 weeks, giving up is not an option. 22 weeks, staying healthy is the main goal. 22 weeks, giving out good product. 22 weeks, pushing forward. 22 weeks, thank God every day. 22 weeks, thankful for my staff. 22 weeks, thankful every day. Thank God every day. Thank my customers every day. Look, I love this town. I love what I do. You love what you do? You were willing to do what you got to do? You willing to give it all you got? Are you willing to look at this coronavirus in the eye and say, you're not taking my business? I don't know, guys. 22 weeks. Trust me, it was strange. Go back 22 weeks from now. That first night, came across the news. Tomorrow morning, you can't use your dining room. Tomorrow morning, you can't use your dining room. Put the tables up. Can't use your dining room. Takeout only. Can't use your dining room. Takeout only. That night, I pushed everything up against the corner. Went to turn off the lights and looked and said, is this really happening? Went home, got some sleep, woke up in the morning, came back in and looked at it and said, this is really happening. Wrote on my window, takeout only. Wrote real big on my windows, my hours. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 10. Sunday, 4 to 9. Real big on my windows. 22 weeks. Still there. Still my window. Still as big as you can see. Still as big as you can see across the street as you're driving by. Still as big. Still as big as anybody can see it from the road. Nobody questions it. As big as it can be. There's no question. Are you open? There's no question. What's your procedure? There's no question. There's no little sign. There's no little note on the door. It's big. So everybody can see it. So everybody knows that you're open. So everybody knows they can continue to support your small business. Like I said, it's not easy. Running a small business was never easy. But in this time, it's really not easy. The last 22 weeks, I've kept my head down. Haven't said much. Just keep pushing. I have a Facebook page. I've got an Instagram page. Jim and Nina's Pizzeria Hellam, Hallam. All platforms, you can find me. You can see, 22 weeks. I pretty much posted every other day, every 3 days on Facebook. Instagram fell off, and I kept my head down. Continued to push. 22 weeks. It's time to come back. It's time to show you how I've evolved. It's time to show you that I'm stronger, more determined, I'm still me. Still me. That has not changed. I'm still me. That has not changed. This virus does not have to change who you are or the way you have done things in the past. Still be you. Just change your operations. Change what the customer needs. When this first all started, my customers couldn't get bread. For 2 weeks, I sold them bread. Loaves of bread. I sold them loaves of bread. That's what they needed. Weeks. Coronavirus is here. Coronavirus isn't going anywhere. You gotta learn how to be one with it. Gotta learn how to keep pushing. Gotta learn how to accept it. Gotta learn how to keep moving. It's not changing. It's not going anywhere. Keep moving. Keep evolving. Don't give up. Todd from Jiminy's at home, guys. I don't know if I'm gonna publish this. I have to re-listen to it. Just me talking. Just me talking. Thankful for every day, every customer, every employee. God bless everybody. Find your need. Find your passion. Dig deep down. Remember that first day. Remember that first customer. Remember that first week. Remember that first year. Remember that first thank you. Remember that first good job done. Remember that you're my favorite restaurant.